The Prophet ﷺ said, to hold to this book of Allah, to hold to the book of Allah. He said that it's the habl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold to this rope that God has given you. Everything that you need is in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as explained through the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything that we need. In conclusion, the central theme of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to believe in Allah and live righteously. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked for advice, and the man asked him for advice, he said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say that I believe in God and then be upright. And what is uprightness? It, all of the Quranic ethics can be summarized in one verse in the Quran. قُلْ تَعَالَوْ أَتْلُ مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ. Come, ta'alo means come, but it also means elevate yourselves. Because when you call somebody who's sitting to ta'ala, it means to get up. So Allah is saying, elevate yourselves, come, elevate yourselves. And I will recite to you what your Lord has told you, you should and should not do. And then he said, أَلَّا تُشِرُكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Don't associate anything with God. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And show goodness to your parents. Filial piety. We're living in a time where parents are denigrated. Filial piety. And then he said, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ. Don't kill your children. No abortion. Don't kill your children out of fear of poverty, that they're going to take from your provision or your food. No. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقَكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. We will provide for you and for them. So the usul and the furu', the roots and the branches, the parents and the children, these are the roots of our trunk. Each one of us is a trunk. Our roots are our parents and our branches are our children. You need the whole tree to be holistic. You have to have the whole tree healthy. If you cut off the roots, you'll kill the branch. If you kill you'll cut off the roots, you kill the trunk. If you kill the branches, there's no fruit. This is the tree of life. That's why we're here, because we had parents. And there will be people after us because we had children. This is the tree of life that needs to be nurtured. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us to nurture this tree. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. And then Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ. Do not go near fornication. Don't go near any of these haram things. Because if you do those things, theft, all of these things, then that will lead to destruction in your societies. And that follows, مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ. Inward and outwardly, the diseases of the heart and the diseases of the society. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that don't, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Do not kill any soul that Allah has sanctified. Muslim, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, Jain, it doesn't matter what religion, it is a sanctified soul. The Prophet stood up for the Jew in Sahih al-Bukhari, going to his funeral. The Jew who had died and he was going to the graveyard, the Prophet stood up and the Sahaba, this was a time when there was friction between the Jews and the Muslims, and the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, this is a Jewish man. He said, أَوَلَيْسَتْ nafsa? Isn't it a human soul? Isn't it, أَوَلَيْسَتْ nafsa? قَالُوا قَامَ لِإِحْتِرَامَ النَّفْسِ. He stood up to respect the soul going back to its Lord, irrespective of its creed or its caste or its religion. It doesn't matter. It's a soul, and Allah will judge that soul. We cannot judge the souls of people. Allah will judge that soul. أَوَلَيْسَتْ نَفْسَ وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسِ. Don't kill any soul. Look at these now, this madness. We have 50 people died in a masjid the other day from some idiot who went in and thinking they're doing a good deed, blowing people up. Really, we've got madness in our community. And then we've got in this country, we've dropped bombs on people that did nothing against us. This is all madness, these cycles of violence. The only thing that will break these cycles of violence is intelligent people refusing to be part of this madness and demanding that there be a different way. That's the only thing that will change. Allah says, do not kill a sanctified soul. That is your religion. لَعَلُّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. ذَلِكَ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِدُونَ He is telling you to do this in order for you to behave rationally, to behave intelligently, to behave reasonably. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْمَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّهِ Don't go near the orphans. Don't go near the weak people. Don't go near their wealth. Don't go near their wealth until they get old enough to take care of themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ And then be just in your economics. That's the basis of a healthy society, is just economics. Look at the injustices around the world and in this country. People who were robbed, their houses were robbed. Look at what happened. People who their houses lost equity and banks took those equity from them. Just bank robbery. When the bank people rob the people, it's not, it used to be you went in and robbed a bank. But now the banks are robbing the people. This is how distorted things have gotten. They were bailed out with billions of dollars. They didn't bail out Mr. and Mrs. Bloggs, who lost their house to a foreclosure because they couldn't pay. They weren't bailed out. Allah says, be just. لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم Don't eat one another's wealth. Don't consume one another's wealth with falsehoods, with lies, with vanities. Don't consume each other's wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا it, except it be commercial transactions where both sides are pleased with it. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ And don't kill one another. Because if you have unjust economies, you have wars. That's how wars come. When one group aggresses on another group economically. That's what happens. Afghanistan, you want to know about Afghanistan? Look at lithium. Look at lithium. Look at the $1 trillion of lithium that's in Afghanistan. You want to understand why people are in Afghanistan? Because Afghanistan has the most important minerals for high-tech industry in the world. This is the world we're living in, a world of greed. A world where politicians give us lies and excuses and tell us that these things are going to better humanity. No, it's really, this is a time when we need to become aware. We're politically aware. Zbigniew Brzezinski admitted recently that this is a very difficult time for world leaders because there's been a political awakening on the planet. It's much more difficult for us to do what we used to be able to do. This is his own admission. Because people now, they see the iniquities. They see the exploitation. They read about it in the newspapers. It's not like the old days. It's getting more difficult. They need to step aside and let human beings live with dignity and justice. Really, just let them live. Because it's wrong what they're doing. It's evil and it's wrong. People deserve better than this. Human beings trying to raise their children in healthy environments without having fear of secret police taking them away or ending up in an orange suit somewhere off Cuba. Really, with headphones to take out all sound and blindfolders. This is called sensory deprivation, which was determined to be a form of torture. And we had a Time magazine article saying, is torture justified? What happened in my world? I grew up in an America where we had civil society. We had things like torture weren't even questions to be asked. Because this society was, we were founded on principles of human dignity. And if those people that we're fighting have brought us down to a level that's as bad or worse than theirs, what's going on? They used to hide these things. Like the syphilis studies that just came out about, yeah, the syphilis studies. You see, the same Nazis that were doing those things on Jewish people, right, were being done by some unethical people here on people in South America because they weren't as human as we are. Right? This is the idea. This is racial superiority. This is that one people are better than another people. But those things were hidden. Those things were hidden. Those are nefarious deeds that are done in the dark. We can't do anything about that. But when they become open, what responsibility do we have then when we see what's being done in broad daylight? Shame on us. Shame on all of us. Shame on all of us. What's done in the dark is God's business. We can't change that. But what's done in broad daylight? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا We don't task a soul more than it can take. And then he says, وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعَدِلُوا. And when you speak, be truthful, be just, be upright. وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى. Even if it's your own relatives, even if it's your own ummah, if it's your own community, if Muslims are doing wrong, we condemn their wrong. Doesn't matter what it is. Even if it's your own community. Right? This is our high religion. It's a religion of ethics and morality. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us to. The Prophet ﷺ said, at the end of time, you will see darkness followed by darkness. And Sayyidina Ali said to him, Ya Rasulullah, what is the way out on that day? He said, Kitabullah. Fihi naba'u ma qablukum. The book of God. It has news of what went before you. Wa khabru ma ba'dukum. And news of what's coming after you. Wa hukmu baynakum. It is a judge, an arbiter between you. Man tarakahu min jabbarin qasamahu Allah. Whoever leaves it out of arrogance, Allah will break his back. وَمَنْ ابْتَغَى الْهُدَى فِي غَيْبِهَا ضَلُّهُ اللَّهُ. And if you seek guidance in other than this book, you will be led astray. You will be led astray. هُوَ الَّذِي هُوَ حَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينَ. It is the strong rope of God. وَهُوَ ذِكْرُ الْحَكِيمِ. And it is the dhikr, this wise reminder. وَهُوَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. It is the straight path. وَهُوَ الَّذِي لَا تَلْتَبِسُ بِهِ الْأَلْسِنَةَ. Tongues will not be confusing if they quote the Quran. And then he said, وَلَا تَتَشَعَّبُ مَعَهُ الْعَرَىٰ. And you will not have diverse opinions if you follow what's in the Quran. لَا تَشْبَعُ مِنْهُ الْعُلَمَىٰ. The ulama will never tire of it. وَلَا تَمَلُّهُ الْأَتْقِيَىٰ. And the pious will never grow bored or weary reciting it. وَهُوَ الَّذِي لَمْ تَنْتَهِيَ الْجِنُّ إِذْ سَمِعَتُ وَانْ قَالُوا إِنَّا سَمَعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا يَهْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْد فَمَنْ قَالَ بِهِ صَدَقْ وَمَنْ حَكَبَ بِهِ عَدَلْ وَمَنْ عَمِلَ بِهِ أُجَرْ وَمَنْ دَعِ إِلَيْهِ هُدِيَ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ هُوَ عِصْمَةٌ لِمَنْ تَمَسَّكَ بِهِ وَنَجَاةٌ لِمَنْ اتَّبَعَ. He said, this is the book that when the jinn heard it, they said, we've heard a wondrous book that calls to guidance. This is the book, if you judge by it, you will be just. If you speak by it, you will be truthful. If you act according to it, you'll be rewarded. If you call to it, you will be guided to a straight path. It is a protection for whoever clings to it, and it is a security and a safety and a surety for the one who follows it. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين. السلام عليكم.